is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome, everyone, tonight. It's Grammy Sundays. Beyonce is winning. I just saw Roberta Flack and Maxwell. There is so much going on. The performance that did it for me was Pink. Tore it up tonight. But we're going to wait for all of that because we've got Wayne Scott Lucas coming on in just a bit to give us his Grammy review. And maybe he's going to co-host with me. Tamara is not here tonight. We miss her. We love her. And we just hope she's doing well wherever she is right now. She's traveling. Tamara's a traveling sex doctor. And I'm your host, Max Tucci. So welcome tonight. You know what tonight is. It's Psychic Sunday because we've got Maria Papa Petros in the studio. She's going to come on in just a minute or two. Actually, we're going to have Wayne come on first and then Maria. Now, here's the rules for tonight's show, people. Okay? Simple rules. And if you fuck it up, we're disconnecting you. One question for Maria. Specific question. Don't add an and. Don't add a but. Don't say if. Specific is the term we're looking for. Because then what happens is it's too much going on at once, and Maria wants to focus on you and answer your one specific question. The number here, 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. Also, there's going to be a lot of callers calling in, so be patient, keep trying, and we will answer as many calls as we can. We love you here at Max and Friends, and we want you to know that. I've got to let you know, Vanessa Noel is going to have an amazing sale, gilt.com. Her cashmere is going on sale, those scarves that we had as one of Max's favorite things. So you're not going to want to miss that. Gilt.com. We love Vanessa Noel. Also, fashionnewslive.com is the place to get all of your fashion news live. I do my blog there every day. Try to do it every day. What's going on in the fashion industry and what's going on in the world with some of our favorite fashionable people and not so fashionable people. So check out fashionnewslive.com. Leave some responses. Retweeter my posts. Definitely check that out because our buddy Rocco is, he started that page and it's his baby and it's really taken off. And since I've been doing my blogs, the site has gone up 300%. So check that out because we got fashionnewslive.com coverage coming up of New York Fashion Week. So you know what? Let's do this. Ronan, can we get Wayne on the phone? We're going to call him up because Wayne is pissed off at me because I'm interrupting his Grammy viewing session. But we've got to be professional here and sometimes put the Grammys on hold. And like our dear friend Vanessa Noel said on our Facebook page, because you can find us on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, Max Tucci on Twitter. You can find me all wherever there is an internet place, you can find me there. On that note, Ronan, let's get Wayne on the phone. I hope you have that number of his. But I was going to tell you all what Vanessa Noel said because it was quite funny. Because I've been blogging all night and posting posting away. And Vanessa Noel said, where did she say this? I don't know. It's just funny. But how was all your week, everybody? I hope you had a great week. Oh, here we go. Vanessa Noel, stop watching the musical stars and be the amazing, adorable, fab star that you are on LA Talk Radio, baby. That's for Wayne. So we're going to get Wayne on in just a minute. I know it's really going to be pissed off. Oh, listen, finally.
Who's going to be pissed off?
You are, because I'm interrupting your Grammy freaking bullshit viewing.
Well, it's such a boring show. I think it's terrible.
Yeah, so let's spice it up here and make this a fun show.
Oh, let me get my energy, girl.
Your energy. Don't you just need, like a Red Bull or something?
Can you hear me, Mike?
There's
Hi, Maria. Hi, Wayne.
You
got plenty of energy. Don't give me the story.
Thank
I'm
you, Maria.
I'm tired. How
give
are you, Maria?
Mind. Yes.
You're doing well?
Yes. Say you love me first.
Oh, well, you know I love you, but I do love you. I was just thinking about you yesterday.
I know. So, you know, I'm going to be in New York on Thursday.
And I'm supposed to see you, but I have to find money.
Well, you come to see me for coffee, then. If
come
I tell you in the house, you're going
to
tell me the same story. But you got to come and see me because I need something to tell you.
I love you. I saw Tara Reader today, and she was just amazing. So
oh, you
wait.
Saw Tara Reader today? Higher than me?
$5. Hello.
Oh, my God. Max, can you believe that? Okay.
Maria, it disturbs me. You know what disturbs me, too, though, Maria, are these Grammys tonight. So, you know what, Wayne? Why don't we do a quick review of the Grammys? Wayne, I want you to
stick around. Wait, are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Of course we're on the air.
Hello, everybody. I saw more between all those G-strings, between Lady Gaga's G-strings and Wet Pink's G-string, I saw more pussy than a backstage groomer at the Westminster cat show.
Well, let me
oh
tell you.
Oh, my God.
Can we just talk about Pink swinging in the air? I thought it was a great performance, but it was like she was peeing on everybody.
Oh, that was disgusting. That was like the big tampon coming out of the sky, plugging into the stage. That was the most disgusting thing I saw. Speaking of pussy, did you know that what's his name, Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, just made up with that cat Montecore this week? Hello. I don't want Maria on if I'm going to talk dirty. That she's like my
Come
mom.
On. No. I know you.
Come on, Maria. Did you
I
guys
know you
see?
Well.
Did you guys see on eBay this week they were selling a Pat Robertson voodoo doll for the terrible things he said about the people in Haiti?
I did. Did you buy it?
It got 44 bids. It sold for $730.
It wasn't worth nothing more than $250.
Well, you'll receive it by U.S. mail, and it actually comes with a curse. So I might have to ask Maria about that, too. Can you send a curse through the mail? Hello?
I don't believe in curses. I only believe
you.
In God. You know that.
Thank you.
I know.
You know
I don't believe in that
to?
Stuff.
Hey, Wayne, did you hear about this? Tina Turner, okay, 70 years old.
Uh-huh.
Do we love her? We love her?
Yeah. We love her, but she's starting to look like her mother.
Okay, she looks like CeCe Houston, too. But you know what I want to talk about? She was at the Armani show, okay, just this week, and said that she loves all of his dresses, and she wants to be wearing one. I can't wait to get on stage in some of his dresses. Do you think she's going to tour again?
Well, you know, here's the deal with Tina Turner. And Maria was very kind to Tina Turner many years ago, but I'm going to say something. Tina Turner, when she runs out of money, she goes back on tour. So if she has spent all her money from the last tour, no matter how old she is, she's going to go back out.
And you know how much she loves to watch it. Because she loves
absolutely.
You very much.
I know. See, Max, Maria's making me be nice.
That's
Hello.
Good. I have to have Maria on all the time then when I have you on. Hey, Maria, what do you feel? Do you think Tina Turner's going to go back on tour?
Well, we'll ask Wayne, because if she does, she's going to have to dress her. So that's the first person she's going to go to. I think so.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about in her voice. I think, Wayne, is she a Taurus by any chance?
She's
Taurus,
a Taurus.
Do you know?
Yes.
Taurus?
Yes. She's a Taurus. She has Taurus in there. Yes.
Okay, because there is something with the voice. She must be a Taurus. Something with her voice. She needs to watch it. She will do a tour, kind of.
Well, you know, she'll do a small tour. What I know in private is that Tina's been talking about doing a very unplugged MTV Unplugged tour, where it's just Tina, three guitars, and just her beautiful voice sitting there and also singing a cappella. We did it when we traveled through Copenhagen. It was the most beautiful thing you ever saw, just that rich voice singing and not having to fight the whole band and orchestra anymore. It's going to be if she goes back out, it's going to be great. And she has a man that loves her right now in her house. Erwin is a really wonderful guy. Tina's got a beautiful house out there. She looks great. Some of these girls tonight could have taken a lesson from Tina. I mean, do you see how they were dressed?
Oh, please. You know,
this is a mess.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say they were a disaster. You know, I got to tell you, I think Jennifer Hudson looked cute on the red carpet because she's not – like the Grammys are something that aren't serious. Stop wearing these gowns.
What were those clip-in bangs? Where'd those bangs come from? Hello?
No, I thought they worked on her.
No, she looked amazing. There was something a little wrong with the coat, but what about Jamie Foxx and his retarded daughter?
Was that his daughter or his sister?
Yeah. The performance became like the Special Olympics.
Oh, you know, Maria.
That was his daughter. That was his daughter.
Yeah,
and how about
okay.
Lady Gaga dancing in that huge jar of Crisco? Hello?
Well, what about Elton John?
You know what? She shows up at the drop of a hat.
Well, she and Lady Gaga sound exactly the same.
Well, you know, speaking about Elton John and Tina Turner, years ago when I was doing the Divas Live, Tina Turner was performing and Elton John was playing the piano, and Tina asked Elton very nicely to do something for her that she didn't like with the piano. He stood up, he started cursing at her, even threw his music across the piano at her.
What?
Tina stayed professional. She went back into her trailer. She came out. Cher came over and tried to support Tina. And she actually went on and performed, but Elton John was, like, screaming stuff. He called her a bitch on stage. It was one amazing performance.
Wow.
I'm just trying to show you all the news.
I know. You got all the news. So what else do you think about the Grammys, though, Wayne?
I actually enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the largeness of the show and the stage. But then I watched Beyonce come out and do that whole thing. We did that already with Rhythm Nation. We did that with Janet like 27 years ago. So
I thought I was thinking.
Yes, Maria, right. It was entertaining, but nothing I felt was new. Did you guys hear the big joke about Susan Boyle?
And even something that she was wearing that... very like a robot kind of metal outfit, Beyonce. That's how high you dressed Janet once.
I know, I've dressed Janet like that for the Super Bowl. I've dressed other
people
like that for concerts. Yeah. I didn't understand that there was, like, nothing really new going on there. And then they made that joke. Remember the singer Susan Boyle, that lady from London? Did you hear what
she's
they said?
She's the best. They were so mean to her.
Yeah, but they said, Justin brought sexy back, but Susan Boyle sent sexy away again. Hello.
Mm-hmm. All right.
48-year-old Scottish cat lady in sensible shoes is not going to make a Grammy Award show. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But you know what? The thing is, I couldn't believe Beyonce, after her dance, she was singing flat, then she was singing sharp. I mean, she was dressed like a radial tire. I mean, she looked like a tire on a truck. And then she was sweating so much, the front of her lace front wig kept popping off when she was bowing.
Now, but you know
Did
what
you
I want to talk
that?
About? You know, yeah, she was doing her thing. Rihanna just looked miserable.
Rihanna looked miserable, but you know who I thought was great? Wasn't Mary J. Blige and Andrea Bocelli amazing?
Love. And Mary, you know what I was saying tonight? I think what Puffy did was put her into a genre that wasn't her, and now she's finally realizing who she really is in the music industry.
Well, when I started out with Mary, they were really, she was very ghetto. Mary, you know, Maria, I mean, Mary used to pick fights with people, and she'd pick fights with interviewers, and she'd be evil to people. I mean, it was a nightmare even to go into a room with her, but she's really pulled it together, and she's kind of a lady. Do you know she actually took charm lessons for about 5 years after she almost got in a fight with Veronica Webb during a big interview for Interview Magazine?
Wow. You got all the scoop, Wayne.
They sent her for charm lessons because she really did not know how to treat people. It was terrible. And you can't be like that in this business.
No, you got to be spicy.
Well, what do you guys think about
fresh.
The news? What do you think about the news of that Heisman Trophy winner Tebow buying that abortion commercial on CBS?
Wow.
$2.5 million, Marie, to buy this commercial about, you know, choose life. And then they cancel, CBS cancels a gay kiss commercial. Hello?
Wow.
How did CBS even get the Grammys?
Well, $2.5 million, you buy the spot. You can put whatever you want on TV. But it's a double standard then when ManCrunch.com wants to do a gay kiss commercial during the Super Bowl and they cancel that. Like, how do you play the double standard?
You don't.
I can't tell you what they did to us after Janet's Super Bowl. I mean, you can't even – the public can't imagine what we went through in private.
Yeah. I remember.
Well,
wait,
I got to ask
Maria?
You a question. Moving on from the Grammys real quick. Did you hear that Posh Spice, you know, our good friend Victoria Beckham, she's going to be doing a hotel, supposedly doing a hotel in Dubai with our buddy Karl Lagerfeld, and they're giving her $40 million?
Yeah, I hear she's designing the whole interior, right?
Yeah, for $40 million.
I don't think she's making that. I think that's the budget. Hello?
No, that's what they're offering her to do it.
Well, you know what the problem is this? Maria knows this. I'm going to say this. Dubai is going broke.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows that was running over to Dubai, they're losing their money.
Yeah.
They don't have the money that they had before, so here we are. They asked me to go to Dubai and style people, and they said that I would have two bodyguards and a car service. I turned it down. I mean, I can buy sheets in America and bring them over. Do I have to go to Dubai and make them and buy them? Hello.
But you know what, Wayne? Speaking about losing, you heard that.
You know what's going to happen? Wayne and Max, you guys got to get your own television show together.
We're waiting.
It will be, like, hilarious.
Hey, Wayne, let's get $2.5 million and we'll buy a spot on CBS. But speaking of losing, Wayne, ABC cuts Ugly Betty. They lost all their viewers.
No, that made me furious because Vanessa Williams, we all love. She was the star of that show.
Absolutely.
And that show is my life, and Vanessa Williams is my life. We would sit down, we'd make food just to watch that show. I TiVo'd that show. Me and Merle were actually furious this week when we heard they were canceling Ugly Betty. They cancel the good shows, and they keep the crap like Jay Leno on. Whoops, did
well,
I just
you
say
know
that?
What I did? I wrote on fashionslive.com about it. ABC gets ugly with Betty. It was dead wrong.
Oh, I love that.
Don't
did you
love
see
that?
The girl? Did you see the girls trying out for the world championships, the bobsledding wardrobe malfunction?
And she ripped her pants, her ass right out.
Maria, did you see that? I've got to send you the tape. You guys have to go to YouTube, bobsledding wardrobe malfunction.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of the
Lucas,
two live proof.
It's the Wayne Lucas wardrobe malfunction backward.
It's the two live proof version. Face down, ass
Maria,
up.
Maria, she bends over to push the bobsled and the pants rip up the back with the butt cam.
And you know, all right, speaking of clothes, Wayne, CFDA is doing the t-shirt for Haiti, fashion for Haiti.
Well, let me tell you something. I got to tell you something. I'm going to say this out loud. Everybody, don't get mad at me. I don't support the CFDA. Can I be honest with you guys?
You can be honest.
Because you know what? Way before Fern Malice took over and made this her whole life, we were all going to fashion shows. We were all thankful to get a ticket. We all cared. All of a sudden, it's become about money. The models are $10,000 and $20,000 and $30,000 a show. And you know what? Send me the videotape next week.
Absolutely.
I'm going to sit in my house, light a fire, order some dinner, and watch the fashion shows on my TV with Max and Maria in my living room. I don't need to go sit there and have people pushing for the front row seat. I don't care. Take your front row folding chair for $14.99. I'll sit at home. Because the fashion shows are really for people to be fabulous. The fashion shows are not about the fashion shows anymore. And for me, as a working stylist, I go to the shows to see the clothes to pull for my client. I don't go to the shows to fight for a front row seat, to overdress for the show, to get my picture in the paper. I mean, those shows are like a big vaudeville act, and all of us are the players. And I am not going to go to a show for free and be part of the big show. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I want to see good fashion doesn't need that mess. Take me to a Galliano show in Paris, Maria. Take me to an Armani show in Paris. Let me tell you something. Tina Turner goes to Armani. You ready for this? She doesn't buy one dress, ladies. She doesn't get $41 million from Dubai. She buys the complete collection. I've gone backstage with her, and she says, I'll take one of everything.
There you go.
And one of everything is shipped to her closet, and she takes it on tour. And you know what? Maria knows this. She
remember the dress she gave me?
Yes. She unfolds those clothes with pride. She has them wrapped in acid-free tissue. That's like the good old days. And these kids...
Now you're talking about a lady.
No, Tina's a lady, and her inspiration was Jackie Onassis.
Absolutely.
So she really... Tina's a lady. And you know what? I'm going to tell you once. We were on a plane flying back. I told Maria this once. If I'm talking too much, stop me. We were on a plane flying from Paris to South Africa on a little private jet, and Tina put on her little glasses, and she opened her little Jackie Onassis auction book. There she was like a little granny, and it was so sweet. And I had been very mean to my assistant all day. I had been screaming at my assistant and screaming at my assistant and screaming at my assistant, and he was sitting right behind her in the chair. And I'm watching Tina on the plane, and during the day she said, you need to learn how to be nice to people. And
that's
I said,
right.
Tina, I need the shoes for you. Tina, I need. She goes, no, Wayne, you need to learn how to be nice. And Maria's taught me the same lesson. And little do you know, I see Tina reach in her pocket, and she reaches behind her private jet seat, and she taps my assistant on the leg. He takes something, and he looks at me, and there's tears pouring down his face. We leave the plane, and he said, I said, what happened? He said, Tina gave me this. And he opened his hand, and there was a $100 bill. And she said, even if no one else thanks you, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. And
wow.
I'm telling you, in that moment, she did not have to take the time to care about that kid. She did not have to take the minute to let the... She said, buy yourself something nice, Hampton. You mean a lot to me.
You see?
I learned so much in that moment, I can't even tell you.
All right. Well, you know what I've learned recently, Wayne? I got to tell you, it's pissing me off. You know, Fashion Week was just in Paris. Everything's going on. Great things happening. Hermes show, wonderful stuff. Okay. I write for Fashion News Live. I got to plug it tonight because I'm going to be covering their shows coming up for them. Do you watch Jersey Shore?
I live at the Jersey Shore. Hello.
Okay. So you know my best friend, Snooki?
I grew up down here. I live here right now.
All right. Well, Snooki on the show, love Snooki. She used to have the little bump it, right? She goes
she still
in.
She has the bump it.
Well, she goes into my buddy's salon, Frankie LeFichiel, the guy who cut my hair, and I look amazing, I got to tell you. I walk by the mirror. I was like, damn it, I would screw myself. I look so good. But that's a whole other story. But anyway, so this story about Snooki getting de-poofed, as I call it, officially de-poofed by Frankie LeFichiel.
Who de-poofed her? She was de-poofed when she was 12 years old by her uncle.
Well,
oh, you mean her
I'm
hair.
I'm talking about her hair.
You mean her hair.
So, Frank, she goes into Frankie, and she's like, Frankie's de-poofing her, whatever. Say, Frankie cut my hair last week, okay?
Uh-huh.
That story got more hits than the Hermes story and what's going on in Fashion Week. Why do people care more about this than what's going on? I'm like...
Because you want to know the truth, Max, and Maria knows this. It's about realness, and realness is Snooki. Snooki's our best girlfriend. Snooki's the girl next door. Snook, who has that poof, is everybody else we know. They did a really funny takeoff on her on Saturday Night Live last night. Yeah. The girl was orange.
Well,
the guy playing Snook was orange. It was heaven.
You know, Snooki and our girl Jessica Simpson, you know, clearly was inspired by Snooki, so she's doing the bump it battle now, too, which I like to call it.
Did you see? Well, that's because of Ken Pavis. Let's not even go there. He sells,
well, let me just tell you,
Maria,
the bump it battle.
He sells real hair for $500 for a ponytail. Go ahead.
The real
wow.
The bump it battle between Jessica Simpson and Snooki, I got to give it to Jessica Simpson. Technical bump out. She tore it up, Jess.
Well, you want to know something? Don't you like a Jersey bump out better than a celebrity bump out?
Love it,
did you see how bad Britney Spears looked tonight?
No, I didn't even notice her.
She looked like she was hit with an ugly stick. She had like a bad see-through lace number on, and somebody said, how can someone with so much money look like she doesn't have a penny? I said, she doesn't have any money anymore. She's using it on cream for her herpes.
Wow. Well, speaking of all these diseases and whatnot, there's someone that wants to call in with a question for Maria. So we're going to get them on the phone because it's sex-related, Maria. I know the question already.
Hey.
So we're going to get them on the show. It's Dina and Greg. They have a show.
I could not talk about sex in front of Wayne.
Well, Wayne, close your ears.
should I stay quiet? I can stay quiet.
Wayne, for 1 second, we're going to take this call. Okay?
Yes.
Her name is Ann Walker, Maria.
What is your name?
Ann Walker. Meet Maria.
Ann Walker.
Hi there, Maria. How are you?
Hi, Ann. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a widow for 5 years now, and now I'm ready to start dating again. And I was just wondering if you see or you feel or you get any kind of indication if that's going to be a possibility for me.
You mean if you're going to be meeting someone? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You are, as a matter of fact, to see somebody with a K and or a C initial. K as in Kevin or Costas or whatever. And I feel someone with that is very spiritual, like a lot of feminine energy, which means spirituality, if he's a man, and very different than what he's had so far. Now, I feel that you, I don't know when you were widowed, but I feel you haven't had a meaningful relationship for the past 7 years.
That's true.
Oh, girl, come on, girl.
And so there's going to be this person is different, and actually there's going to be three different people, and the other one is a little bit in the background. You know what I mean? This person is not a big talker. Very nice, quite simple, powerful, though, and very supportive. You're going to have to let the person, though, have their time on stage.
Okay.
Do you know what that means? Because usually, I mean, you sort of take over in a quiet way, but you do take over.
Yes, ma'am, I do. You're right.
So you got to stop that. And this person could very well be a doctor, or has a doctorate degree. Okay?
Oh, I like that. I like medicine.
Okay, that's
right. Oh, honey, we all like medicine.
All right, Ann. Well, I hope that answered your question.
It does. And thank you very much, Max. And
thank you,
Maria. I appreciate that.
We appreciate your question. All right, Greg, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, Greg, what is your question?
Oh, I didn't know I get a question.
Well, you better ask Maria a specific question, Greg.
Yeah, do I get to quit my day job soon?
Well, that's up to you. You know what I mean? That's not a question of me. Do you get to? I mean, do you want to?
I want to.
I hear you've been saying that. What is your name?
My name is Greg Potter.
Greg, but how long have you been saying that? Long time, right? About quitting your job.
Well, about a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, I think you're going to get someone with a J or G initial around you, John, Judy, I don't know if they have to do with your work or not. And I feel that it was something within the next 6 weeks that this J will be offering to you, J or G initial, and then you will.
Well, thank you.
You will, but take it easy, like 4 to 6 weeks is close. And are you trying to diet right now?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Do it. Because do it now that it's not a problem.
Because you're fat.
I love do it.
Now that it's not a problem. Because if you don't, then you don't have a problem now. But if you don't watch it, you will have a problem later. Mm-hmm. We have choices. Okay?
Thank you, Maria.
There you go.
You have not even introduced me. You got into the questions.
People are so excited, but everyone, Maria Papamantis.
Half an hour left, and you have not even introduced me. How do they know who I am?
Everybody knows who you are now, Maria. You are on our page here at LA Talk Radio. Maria Papapetro, psychic to the stars, our in-house psychic, Wayne Lucas's best friend and advisor for years. Also, Maria is known to be the advisor to
Wayne Lucas was a little boy when I met him.
Okay, all right, we're going to take some calls. So callers, Ronan, when you're ready, let's get them on. One question, caller. Maria's going to be in New York coming up. MariaPapaPetros.com. on Thursday. This Thursday she'll be in New York. We're going to give you the number that
yeah.
you can contact
how do you book,
her.
How do you book the appointment?
212-935-4441. It's her office in New York. She
Maria,
will be in
are
Greenwich,
you giving...
Connecticut.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, let's take a caller real quick. Caller.
Maria, are you doing meditations also, Maria, or just reading?
Individual meditations, yes. Meditation. Then you can tell them after this caller, Wayne, all about it. I do meditation and reading.
Max, she does these meditations that'll blow your mind.
I was at a fantastic psychic intuition
workshop.
Class. Yeah, workshop.
Yep.
Now, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Nikki, and I'm sorry I have to just give you an update, but I am officially never watching the Grammys ever again. Taylor Swift just won for Best Album of the Year. I'm going to throw up.
Okay, and now...
So now ask Maria a question.
I'm so disappointed. Maria, hi, how are you? It's Nikki.
I'm fine. How are you? I understand you're getting more psychic by the second.
Yeah, Nikki, why don't you give a testimony about what Maria told you?
About what? About which?
You tell us. You know what the question was. Maria Taylor told you you're going to become more psychic, and have you?
Oh, my God. It's been weird. Very crazy. The things I've been dreaming of and telling people and pulling stuff out from, I have no idea where I get it from, and it's just happening, and it's whatever. I accept it. It's amazing.
You said the right word. You accept it, because every single person on earth is psychic, some more than others, but it's just, when it's good to pay attention to culture, when our time comes, like yours came, and you got it. You picked it up.
And trust
yeah.
it.
And then you use it for everyday living, so you get more mileage out of life.
Yep.
You know, Maria, you know what's important, Maria? Maria teaches us these things. All of us, we trust all the wrong things in this world. We all chase people that don't love us, jobs that we don't like. And then Maria gives you information, and Maria says, trust it. And we don't trust the simple things.
Very true.
Trust the simpleness of what Maria is saying, and it really works.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Nikki, do you have a question for Maria? A specific question?
A specific. It's always my specific question. Where are we now? February, right? Coming tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day. Where's my love life going? Help me.
Well, we said the last time we talked, I think we said something about March. If we didn't, I'm telling you right now. That when we talked the last time, I didn't think you were ready to hear what I was telling you. You knew it was so, but I understand. You're a Scorpio, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you a Scorpio? Yeah. And you did not want to hear it. Now I feel you do understand what I was saying. And I feel a new person. However, many times it happens that someone were together with changes. The circumstances change, and the person may come in as a new person. So I don't know if you had a breakup recently or a problem with someone, but I feel that there's a person in question, someone who is in your life or has been in your life. So this person will be making a lot of changes and is coming in as a new type of person. However, what you wanted 3 months ago, what you wanted 2 months ago, what you wanted 6 months ago, it's not what you're going to want in March. That's a prediction. In other words, someone you wanted, let's say, a lot, whatever you wanted in your love life, you're going to get, and most likely you're not going to want it by March.
No,
because by March, say you're opening up psychically. You're not just opening up psychically in being predictive. Being psychic is not just being predictive.
Right,
you're going through a very big, powerful psychic breakthrough. That is why you're feeling your shoulders. You're feeling many parts of your body all of a sudden like being sore. You're opening up a lot, your head, everything. So what is happening, something else will emerge through you that's more powerful in a quiet way. So you are becoming now what you want to attract, and what you are going to want to attract in March is not in your consciousness right now. I hope all I said was not Greek to you, because
it's 100%.
It did.
It was Armenian.
It didn't sound Greek to me. However, I know that It's an amazing time. And plus, you're going to be so busy in March. Three of your projects are coming together, two personal ones and one family project.
Okay.
And you're going to be so busy. Busy, busy, busy. Have you ever done any work with wine?
Yeah, I just got my certification in wine.
What do you mean?
I just got my WSET certification in wine and spirits.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Do something with wine in March.
Wow.
Okay, get off the phone. Okay, that's enough now.
Okay, all right.
I got a feeling she's doing something with wine tonight. Go take another drink and hang up.
I've got a feeling. You know what? Thank God it's wine. I got to tell you guys, thank God it's wine and not whining. But let me tell you something, Nikki. If you missed any portion of that, you can go to LATalkRadio.com because that's where you're going to get the archive of the show so you can write it down. Ronan, what is everyone listening to? There you go. Listening to Max and Friends. All right, guys. So here's the story. We're going to get Dina on because Dina has a question. But before we get Dina, we've got another call. Caller, you're live. Do we have a call? Dwayne, Ronan, who's on the line? We've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Janae. Hi there.
Hi, Janae.
From Connecticut.
Hello,
Janae.
Who's this?
Janae from Connecticut.
Hello? From where?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay, is it Janae?
Janae.
Yeah.
Hello, Janae. What is your question?
Hi, my question is kind of broad. I just wanted to see, am I going in the right path in my life?
You're on the right path. I think you need to get off your you-know-what and go to work on some things. You're waiting for too many things to come and fall into your lap. You're a very, very, very nice girl. You have great ideas. You've been a bit lazy. Do you write at all?
What's that?
I cannot hear her well, Max.
She said, do you write at all?
I do.
Because I feel that you got to keep writing more because in your writing, your own writing, your higher self will give you specific directions to your path. And because you want to know if you're on the right path. Well, you are going to be on the right path very soon. However, you need to stop wasting energy right and left because you've been wasting a lot of energy with the wrong people, the wrong things. You've been wasting a lot.
And you know what you find out as you get older? I'm 45 now. If you waste all this time, you look back when you're older and say, what did I do with my life? Even at 45.
So right.
Go ahead.
You're so right. Wayne, you're the 7th of February, right?
I'm the 7th of February, yeah, next week.
You know, Randy's birthday was two nights ago, and we celebrated it tonight.
Oh, happy birthday, Randy. We love you.
Yeah, he was born 65. So,
all right,
I didn't have anything else
for thank
today.
You for your call. We're going to take
Max,
another call.
Do you know yeah. that Maria gets a lot of her messages from her son, Randy, who passed away?
I do know that.
And we celebrated his birthday tonight.
Well, we celebrate him and you for having a wonderful son.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm going to ask him on my line.
We have a caller. Caller, what do you want to ask about? Specific question.
On my line. Hi, Max. It's Vaso. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut, Stanford.
Perfect. What's your specific
question? Did you say Vaso?
Vaso, yeah.
Yes, Vaso.
V-A-S-O? Vasiliki?
Yes.
Vasiliki?
Yes, Vasiliki.
All right. Okay, Vasiliki, what would you like to know?
I actually wanted to know, I've been battling with, not really battling, I have Lyme disease and I've been in and out of medication for the past 9 months now and have been going on and off and I've been just going through like a lot of doctors and tests to see what's really wrong with me and I'm just scared to know, like, I'm just worried to know if I'm going to actually get better with the Lyme out of this medication or if it's something that's going to be affecting
well,
my,
I cannot
you know, my
tell
life.
You, I don't know about medication and I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to get into that. I mean, seriously, I could tell you much more by looking at your handwriting if I see you in person. You know, I would be in New York next week. However, You're not going to die from this. You're going to get well. You are going to get well. There is definitely a physical condition that you have, because many doctors do not accept Lyme disease as a disease. However, there is something wrong. How tired you are. I see you're in pain. However, it would help for you to meditate, besides what the doctors do for you, and it would help if you go to a therapist. Have you been seeing a therapist?
Yes, I have.
Good.
A brain therapist.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
No, seriously.
She knows what it means by a therapist. And,
everybody doesn't understand that.
Okay, Vaso, please, you're seeing your therapist, which is fine. I feel that you are going to get well. I get a new doctor. You know, in Greek, new or young is the same word. So I feel somebody that could be a young doctor. Do you have a young doctor that you've just gone to? Young in age?
Yes, she's young in age, yes.
Yeah, because I like this young doctor that you're seeing now.
Okay.
I take things
to the extreme. So, I mean, when I think, my life has changed in a matter of 9 months, obviously for the better, I feel, although I get, you know, just scared to always have to go through these symptoms that I have daily.
No, what it is, please understand. You definitely have that condition, but it has happened to you for a reason. If you get started, I ask if you go to the therapist and meditate. If you start writing in your journal, you're going to figure out what it is that the lesson is here, and then it will disappear. In other words, you're going to help yourself get well spiritually, besides what the doctor is doing. The doctors, they're phenomenal healers. They're medical doctors, and I think you've attracted some good ones.
Great. Yes. Now, Vasa, real quick, let me tell you, Maria's going to be in Greenwich, Connecticut. So if you want to call to make an appointment, or if anyone is interested to call and make an appointment with Maria while she's in New York, Manhattan, New York, and Greenwich, Connecticut, The number is 212-935-4441. She's booking appointments now. So please, everyone, 212-935-4441. Please don't email me. Call Maria directly. She's got a second
report.
And they can email Maria. Maria at mariapapapetros.com. Or you can find her, Maria Papapetros B, on Facebook. She's on Facebook, so go find her there. Maria B. Papapetros. We have a question via text message, thanks to T-Mobile Sidekick. And let's see. Katie wants to know, will Pino propose to her?
Who?
Will Pino propose to Katie?
Yes, he will.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for your text. I'm T-Mobile Sidekick. We're going.
I have a question.
She's kind of young, though, this Kate.
She's young, this Kate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway.
But the question is answered, yes. What's your question, Wayne?
My horse, Maria, you had said my horse was done many, many months ago. I was done. He needs to go now. He's going to be sold or leased.
You know, I was looking at him, at the picture the other day on Facebook, and I thought, Wayne, it's about time you change the picture. And then I got sad, and I thought it was because of Randy.
I said
about 2 days ago. Because, you know, you're on Facebook, you're in the picture of your horse with his head in your lap. And I thought, okay, change your profile picture. And then I said, what am I saying that? Mm-hmm. Also, Wayne, watch your wallet. Don't lose your wallet.
That's an Aquarius thing. We always lose our wallets. But you know what? Before we lose our caller, let's take them. Caller, you're live on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes, my name is Erin.
And where are you calling from, Erin?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
What is the name?
My name is Erin, E-R-I-N, calling from New Jersey.
And what is your question?
Is this Erin, Realtor to the Stars?
Yes, it is.
Maria and Max, she'll have a good... This is Erin. She sells all the beach houses to the stars on the Jersey Shore.
Fantastic.
I want to know how the market looks next month for me.
As a matter of fact, it looks very good as of like right now, within 8 days. Do as much as you can now, because it's going to be a lot. And then when you don't expect it, in August, you know, people don't work in August, August, again, is going to be very powerful. Just there is a very tricky case you're going to have, though, with someone with an H initial. H, first or last name.
That happens to be me, but I'm waiting for Wayne to buy my listing on the river. All he needs to do is see
get a
tomorrow.
TV show.
He won't buy it. Trust me, he won't buy it. Not now.
I won't buy it now? Oh.
Oh, wow. Now. All right. All right, so I need somebody with an H.
Wayne, if we get a TV show, you could buy it.
Erin sells the best houses down here on the Jersey Shore. What's your email? ErinSold@AOL.com? ErinSold?
That's right. ErinSold@AOL.com.
But I'm telling you, she's doing something right now. Like, there's within 8 days, I see a lot of power, a lot of success. She's not going to rest in August.
Won't that be Wayne's birthday then? Maybe I'll buy him a house for his birthday.
His birthday is the 7th of February.
Yeah, next week.
Next week. Okay, well, we'll have to buy that for Wayne then.
Perfect. Wayne will be buying, but not... he should put his energy there right now. He could in 2 weeks, but not now. I don't know why.
That's very good. I thank you for that. That's good news.
Well, thank you so much, Erin. And ErinSold@AOL.com. Ronan, what is everyone listening to? There you go. Well, Wayne, your birthday's the 7th, and mine's the 14th.
Yep.
And there you go.
Well, happy
Aquarians.
Birthday. Happy
and
birthday,
happy birthday
Matt.
To you, Mr. Fellow
and
Aquarian.
And I'm glad that the two of us are connected with Maria now, and it's three good people trying to spread the love.
And we're spreading it to Max and Friends.
Totally.
So, Maria, someone just Twittered, and they want to know, thanks to Twitter.com, you can follow me there, everyone. Max,
I'm there, too, you know.
Maria's there too, so you can find Maria on Twitter, Maria Papapetros, PAPAPETROS. Jackie, that was for you because you know how much I love to spell. But anyhow, so we have a question on Twitter, and the question was, the last time you were on Max and Friends, this is a double Twitter, the last time you were on Max and Friends, you predicted the earthquake in Haiti. Do you have any other predictions for any natural disasters?
Yes.
Did you, Maria?
I didn't know that. I didn't like to put it into motion, but I'm asking everyone to meditate and pray for balance. What is going on, we're having for the next 3 months, we are paying a lot of karma, the whole planet. So if we can do something individually to raise our consciousness, to do things like Wayne was saying that Tina did for the boy on the airplane, to treat someone with tenderness and kindness, to treat ourselves with kindness, begin with ourselves. Let's be good the next 3 months because we can reverse some of that energy to where then we're going to have cases that will say, well, it almost, but it didn't. That airplane almost fell, but it didn't.
But it didn't. And you know what, we've got a call.
Israel almost bombed so and so, but it didn't. China almost got this with Taiwan, but they didn't. Do you know what I'm saying? Like to where we can be expecting calamities and they're going to bypass us and not hurt us.
Fantastic.
We can reverse that. The next 3 months are very, very weird because it's not only what's happening out there, but we can have our personal earthquakes and our personal terrorists. In our home, in our heads, in our hearts.
And you know
and
what?
Know
we have a caller. Maria, we have a caller. They almost hung up, but they didn't. And caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Merle.
Merle. What's going on, Merle?
How much?
What's your question for Maria?
Wait, this is Maria. This is Merle who photographed Maria.
I said, you didn't hear me. I said, Merle, I need my pictures taken.
Oh, well, I'm the man to do it.
I know that.
Okay, well, we'll have to schedule that. Are you in the city? Where are you?
I am. Oh, my God. I'm going to be in the city on Thursday. And I'm going to stay there 9 days because I'm going to be working on my book and seeing people privately. For meditation and reading.
Well,
so you and Wayne have to show up. Plus, Wayne, we need pictures of Merle and you and I for Facebook.
Totally.
Perfect. Well, I'll stop by and I will take your picture.
Listen, Merle, as you're talking, I hear your voice. I want to tell you, don't try and cut down sugar. And sugar is an alcohol. I don't know if you're a drinker, but stop if you're drinking for right now. The sugar is doing something to your nerves.
That's it. So I really cut down on sugar recently. But
do you drink alcohol?
Very little. Maybe like a glass of wine, maybe two or three nights a week.
Okay, cut down on sugar. If you have the wine, you cannot have the pasta and the bread and the sweets. And do you know what I'm saying? Because it's all sugar.
Boy, okay. I thought I was doing something to his nerves. I'm so glad it's sugar.
But another everything on earth is about you. Okay. What can I do for you? Do you have a question?
My question, yes. I got a tarot card reading today, and the psychic told me that I was going to be moving. And my question to you is, am I going to be moving? And if so, where will I be moving to?
Well, we said one question, and no, you're not going to be moving.
Oh, all right then.
And that's the real psychic, Maria Papapetro. It's not a $5 reading. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Wait a
Everyone.
Second. You mean he's staying here?
I got it.
We said one question. Wait.
That's one question. You can see her in New York. She'll be here. 212-935-4441 is the number you can reach her on. Everyone, this is Maria Papapetros, not Miss Cleo, so let's not get it twisted. Anyway, on that note, I have another Twitter from Jared, and Jared wants to know if he will be relocating his job to New York.
Yes.
Do you see? Yes.
Yes, and it's going to be great, too. She's going to be making a lot of changes anyway.
Well, you know what? Speaking of changes, we're going to have to change this shift a little bit because we've got to wrap up pretty soon. But we've got a caller, so caller, you're live on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Giuseppe. I'm actually Pino. I guess my girlfriend Katie texted you guys. Listen, I was wondering, Maria, I'm kind of concerned about Katie and her career. I hope that she can probably start her own career soon.
So we already covered Katie. We cannot go back to that. We said one question. So she, you're calling to ask me about her career. Well, I already talked to her. Is there any question you have about you?
Oh, you can question about me. Yeah, how about my career?
What's the question?
Well, where my career is heading to.
Oh, that's not a specific question. I mean, that would take me an hour.
Well, are you still in the career? I'm actually thinking about changing careers in the next couple of years.
I cannot understand you. Max, what are you saying? I cannot hear it.
He wants to know if he's going to be changing his career.
Not yet, but he may add something to his career because he's great with ideas, a lot of great ideas.
Fantastic. Well, you're great with ideas, and you're not changing yet, so you know what that means. Go see Maria, because she's coming to Connecticut. 212-935-4441. You'll benefit. You will
Absolutely.
Benefit from a reading, so definitely book one with her.
God, I wish we could tell people what the readings are like. They're the most amazing experience, and then you get a tarot reading at the end, usually, Maria, right? And they're just wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know, Maria brings God into the readings. It's very God based.
She's a spiritual, very spiritual. She is. She's a very spiritual.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. You make me blush.
Well, we'll tell the truth about you because people that are listening to what is it? 212-935-4441.
Yep.
212-935-4441. You can call and get Maria to make an appointment with Maria. It is the most amazing experience. There's no reason I have to say this other than Maria's been my psychic advisor for about 15 years, and I would have been on the street if I had not listened. And I didn't listen right away, and then I listened, and it changed my life.
It's more than 15 years, Wayne.
Yeah, I think it's actually 19
Much
years,
more than 15
the
years.
Truth.
You were
19 or 20, and I would see Maria once a month in the beginning because she was here more, and it was a very special time. What we miss the most is that Maria's not near enough. So,
well, but I'm changing that way now. I'm very little in Greece, and I spend my time between Texas, Houston, Texas, and New York and L.A.
So you can also
New York. I'm going to be in New York every month.
So
and hey, Wayne,
you can book Maria in Texas. Go ahead.
You can book Maria in Texas. You can book Maria in New York. You can book her in Los Angeles,
LA,
Greece. You can book Maria anywhere. You could even fly her out if you want. So?
Many celebrities have flown Maria out and have asked Maria to consult on movies and film.
And Maria is MariaPapaPetros.com, everyone. Check
out
her Facebook.
Okay, you're hired, you guys. You're hired.
Hey, Wayne, before we're hired and fired, I got to ask because I've got to wrap this show up, Wayne. But what do you got to tell people for the week, Wayne?
Oh, my God. I started telling you the beginning. You just cut me out. Did you know that what's her name? That Taylor Swift just beat out everybody for Album of the Year?
I know. That's why Nikki said she called in. She said she's never watching the Grammys again and she could throw up because she just won.
Oh, what did you think about Chris Matthews this week saying that he forgot Obama was black? Did you guys all enjoy that comment?
Well, you know what? Did you see the comment that Bill Clinton said about him a couple years ago? He'd been serving coffee. But, Wayne, what do you got to tell everyone tonight?
Say it again.
What do you got to tell everyone tonight? You got to leave people with an inspirational quote before we go.
Well, the thing is, you know, Maria's talked to all these people tonight, and I'm keeping very quiet, which I don't like to do, but I'm listening. And what I really, the girl with the Lyme disease, the guy about his job, what I'm really feeling as I'm listening is you need to get out of your own way, everybody. Everybody needs to get out of their own way. I was told this today by someone. They said, Wayne, they said, you've had all these gifts handed to you for 22 years. You're going to be 45. Get out of your own way, everybody out there. Believe it. Believe who you think. Believe who people tell you you are that's good. Believe the good about yourself. Take that good and go live your life. Stop living in disease. Stop living in sickness. Stop living in sadness. Start living in the light. It's very easy to bring the light down, fill your core, and start being the person God meant you to be. Maria will tell you, it's your birthright. It is your birthright.
Reach it, Pastor Wayne.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
It's your birthright. Life isn't... Hold on a minute. Wayne is a great example. It's not just that he would come for his sessions. He used what he got from me. He taught himself things because of what I gave him. I did not create this. He did it. He made that choice.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Maria, but you know what? I've got to make a choice to wrap the show up because if not, I'm not going to have the show here anymore. So everyone,
I'm going to say goodbye. Life isn't supposed to suck. Life is supposed to be full of joy. Look at the stuff that's going on in Haiti and be very thankful for what you have here.
Wayne, where can we find you?
You can find me at WayneScottLucas.com, Scott with one T, Lucas with a K, and that is my website, and I'm going to be selling clothes in London and Australia. Merry Christmas.
All right.
You can find me at Maria's next week.
Call me, Wayne.
Okay. All right, Maria, don't
call. I love you, Maria. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to have Wayne just for an hour, Wayne and I. It's going to be a great show. Maria,
woo. You
are in New York. The number to reach Maria, 212-935-4441. MariaPapaPetros.com is her website. Maria, what would you like to say in closing?
That I really I do apologize to a lot of people that are calling that could not get through, and I think you should do the same. Because my computer here is going, everybody's saying, come on, you guys get off. They could not find lines.
They can't get through, yeah.
Yes, it can't get through. And
we had a lot of callers.
I feel that we're really going to have a great year. And Wayne said it all, seriously. Wayne said it all.
Hey,
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. And you know what I have to say, people? Change doesn't change until you change. But Maria, you know what I want to tell everyone? 212-935-4441 is the number to call Maria on. Maria, if they say Max and Friends, can we give them a discount? Because that's what I'm feeling. People want to drop the name.
Well, already the discount is down to $325. And you know, I make a recording. I give the recording to them. Then after that, they can call me anytime, any day. I mean, any month, any year, free of charge.
Perfect. And there you go. Again, the number for Maria Papapetros, 212-935-4441. Thank you to Wayne. Thank you to Maria Papapetros. Tamara, I look forward to having you on again soon. Happy birthday to Wesley Voltaggio. Check out drinkarizona.com.
We love you.
Corey, hi. Everyone, you're getting CBS News now. We're out of here. We had Wayne and Maria Papapetros on. Thanks to my callers, LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max.
Ding dong.